Hello and welcome to Cyclone Sports Commentary. I'm your host, Trevor McNeil. We will once again be dual streaming it, as I will once again be calling the game live in the TalkSports Discord, as well as always on Anchor. Today is December 31st, 2022, and what a great challenge your Cyclones draw to close to the 2022 year. Your Cyclones host the 12th-ranked Baylor Bears, a really good team, but are they as good as they usually are? Maybe, maybe not. However, the loss I look back on for the 10-2 12th-ranked Bears is where they went to Marquette and lost 70-96. So is Baylor as good as normal? They do have really good wins on their schedule, including a win against Gonzaga. This Baylor team is good nevertheless, but can your Cyclones pull off another upset this year? There's a chance. ESPN predicts this game to be a fairly even matchup, as ESPN BPI shows Baylor having a 51.1% chance of winning, and your Cyclones at a 48.9% chance of winning. Baylor scores more points than Iowa State, however, Iowa State also holds teams to less points compared to Baylor. However, Baylor has three players that average 15 points per game. Meanwhile, the leading scorer for Iowa State is Jaron Holmes, who only averages 14 points per game. The big question coming into this game is can somebody step up in Kuntz's spot, as Kuntz injured his thumb and will be out for about a month. Kuntz played really amazing defense for us, along with getting 8.5 points per game and 6 rebounds per game. Could someone like Eli King step up? Eli King played his first game at Iowa State 13 days ago against Western Michigan, where as he was penalized for transferring. However, right before conference play, he is now eligible to play. Against Western Michigan, he was able to put up 11 points and 2 rebounds in 16 minutes. Time to look at the 12th-ranked Baylor Bears. Baylor comes into this game with a record of 10-2. Baylor comes off a 58, excuse me, 59, excuse me, an 85-56 win over Nicholls State, and Baylor is coming into this game with a 5-game winning streak. Baylor had two players with 20 points and four players in double figures. Baylor has some elusive scorers, as well as players that are really good on the glass. Baylor is averaging 4 more rebounds per game. However, if Iowa State can shoot like they have been shooting, Baylor shouldn't get a lot of rebounds. Now to look at your Cyclones. Iowa State hasn't played in 13 days, as their last game last week against Omaha was canceled due to a winter storm in the Midwest. Their last game was a 73-57 win against Western Michigan. Iowa State was able to shoot 63% from the field. And the question is, can Iowa State get on the glass and force turnovers like they have been? Iowa State averages 33 rebounds per game and 11 steals per game. This is a great combo. Meanwhile, will your Cyclones be able to take care of the ball and shoot the ball well against this really good Baylor defense? I think so. We have really good scorers, including Jaron Holmes, Caleb Grill, Oshun Oshuni, Gabe Kalscher, and Trey King. Will someone like Trey King or Taman Lipsey be able to score points and grab boards like Kuntz did? Honestly, I don't know, and I don't think so. It is going to be hard for King or Lipsey to do so. However, there might be a chance that Watson steps up and takes Kuntz's place. Also, Well, will we be able to stop the three elusive scorers for Baylor who we are about to touch on? This is a truly interesting game, and I am excited to dual stream this opening conference game. Today opens Big 12 conference play. Texas Tech and TCU opened up conference play at noon, and the score is 52-44 for Texas Tech with 11 minutes remaining in the second half. Meanwhile, along with your Iowa State game, two other games are about to tip off at 2, which would be Oklahoma and 6th-ranked Texas, and Oklahoma State versus 4th-ranked Texas. Meanwhile, the 7 o'clock game, the nightcap of the conference play, goes to 24th-ranked West Virginia and Kansas State. Now let's look at the top 25 rankings and the top 25 games today. Coming at first, Purdue, with a 13-0 record, a 2-0 conference record, they are idle today. At number two is the UConn Huskies at 14-0 and 3-0 in conference play. They are playing 22nd ranked Xavier, and they are trailing 62-67 with 6:33 remaining in the second half. Coming in at third is the Houston Cougars at 13-1 and 1-0 in conference play. They are playing UCF at 2 p.m. Coming in at fourth is the Kansas Jayhawks at 11-1. They are playing Oklahoma State at 2 p.m. Coming in at five is the Arizona Wildcats at 12-1 and 1-1 in conference play. They play at Arizona State at 2 p.m. Coming in at sixth is Texas at 11-1 and 0-0 in conference play. They are going to Oklahoma at 2 p.m. Coming in at seventh is Tennessee, 11-2 and 1-0 in conference play. They are idle today. Coming in at eight is Alabama at 11-2 overall and 1-0 in conference play. They are also idle today. Coming in at nine is Arkansas at 11-2 and 0-1 in conference play. They are also idle today. Coming in at 10 is the Gonzaga Bulldogs at 11-3, 0-1 in conference play. They will host Pepperdine at 5 p.m. Coming in at 11 is UCLA at 12-2, 3-0 in conference play. They are idle today, but will go to Washington tomorrow. At number 12 are the Baylor Bears at 10-2 and 0-0 in conference play. They will go on the road to your Iowa State Cyclones. At number 13, the Virginia Cavaliers at 9-2, 1-1 in conference play. They are going on the road to Georgia Tech, and that they're blowing them out 65-40. At number 14 is the Miami Hurricanes at 13-1, 4-0 in conference play. They are idle today. At number 15, the Wisconsin Badgers at 10-2 and 2-0 in conference play. They are also idle today. At number 16, the Indiana Hoosiers at 10-3 and 1-1 in conference play. They are also idle today. At number 17, the Duke Blue Devils at 10-3 and 1-1 in conference play. They are currently beating Florida State 29-18 with 4 minutes in the first half. At number 18, the TCU Horned Frogs at 11-1 overall, 0-0 in conference play. They are currently trailing the Texas Tech Red Raiders 53-47 with 9 minutes remaining in the second half. At number 19, the Kentucky Wildcats come in at 8-4, 0-1 in conference play, and they are currently defeating the Louisville team, who is not great this year, 2-11, but they're currently leading 63-44 with 10 minutes in the second half. Coming at number 20, the 11-2 Auburn Tigers at 1-0 in conference play. They are idle today. At number 21, the Mississippi State Bulldogs at 11-2, 0-1 in conference play. They are also idle today. At number 22, the New Mexico Lobos at 13-0, 1-0 in conference play. They will go to Wyoming at 4 o'clock. Also at number 22, the Xavier Wildcats at 11-3, 3-0 in conference play. They are currently beating UConn 69-64 with 5.5 minutes in the second half. At number 24, the West Virginia Mountaineers 10-2, 0-0 in conference play. They will go to Kansas State at 7 p.m. And at number 25, the North Carolina Tar Heels, who are 9-5, 1-2 in conference play, and they are idle today. So, now let's look at the rosters. Starting with the visiting 12th ranked Baylor Bears. Forward, number 0, Flo Thamba, coming into this game with 4.5 points per game, 5.2 rebounds per game, and half an assist per game. Guard, number 1, Keyonte George, coming into this game averaging 15.6 points per game, 4.4 rebounds per game, and 3.9 assists per game. Guard number 2, Jake Uecklin, averaging zeros across the board. Guard number 3, Dale Bonner, coming into this game averaging 6.3 points per game, 2 rebounds per game, and 4.1 assists per game. Guard number 4, LJ Cryer, averaging 14.9 points per game, 2.3 rebounds per game, and 2.2 assists per game. Guard number 5, Jordan Turner, averaging half a point per game, 1.5 rebounds per game, and 0 assists per game. Guard number 10, Adam Flager, averaging 16.1 points per game, 3 rebounds per game, and 5.2 assists per game. Forward number 11, Jalen Bridges, averaging 8.5 points per game, 4.5 rebounds per game, and 1.2 assists per game. Guard number 12, Dontuan Grimes, who has not played this season. Guard number 13, Langston Love, averaging 7.7 points per game, 2.5 rebounds per game, and 0.8 assists per game. Forward number 15, Josh Ojiwana, averaging 5.8 points per game, 4.4 rebounds per game, and 0.3 assists per game. Forward number 20, Austin Sacks, who has not played this season. Forward, number 23, Jonathan Chua who hasn't played this season. Forward, number 32, Zach Loveday, averaging 1.1 points per game, 0.8 rebounds per game, and 0 assists per game. And to round it out for the Baylor Bears, forward, number 33, Caleb Lohner, averaging 5.8 points per game, 4.4 rebounds per game, and 0.3 assists per game. And now, to look at your Iowa State Cyclones. Forward, number 0, Trey King, averaging 11 points per game, 2 rebounds per game, and 0 assists per game. Guard, number 1, Eli King, averaging 1.8 points per game, half a rebound per game, and half an assist per game. Guard, number 2, Caleb Grill, averaging 10 points per game, 4.3 rebounds per game, and 1.2 assists per game. Guard, number 3, Taman Lipsey, averaging 6.1 points per game, 2.6 rebounds per game, and 4.4 assists per game. Guard, number 4, Demarion Watson, averaging 2.3 points per game, 3.4 rebounds per game, and 0.4 assists per game. Forward, number 5, Jazz Kuntz, averaging 8.5 points per game, 5.9 rebounds per game, and 2.3 assists per game. And as mentioned before, he is out today due to a thumb injury. He is going to be out for about a month. Anyways, continuing. Forward, number 12, Robert Jones, averaging 7.8 points per game, 3.8 rebounds per game, and 1.4 assists per game. Guard, number 13, Jaren Holmes, averaging 13.8 points per game, 3.5 rebounds per game, and 3.1 assists per game. Center, number 21, Oshun Oshuni, averaging 8.4 points per game, 2.8 rebounds per game, and 1.5 assists per game. Guard, number 22, Gabe Kouscher, averaging 9.5 points per game, 1.7 rebounds per game, and 1.9 assists per game. Forward, number 23, Conrad Holly, averaging 0 points per game, 1 rebound per game, and 0 assists per game. Forward, number 24, Hassan Ward, averaging 3.7 points per game, 2.7 rebounds per game, and half an assist per game. And finally, guard, number 25, Jeremiah Williams, who has not played the season due to an injury. That will do it for today's pregame show. We will be calling the game live on TalkSports Discord, as well as, like always, doing it on Anchor. Thank you to TalkSports for this opportunity. I will be putting their Discord link in the description of this episode, just in case you want to hear me call the game live. I would like to thank you all for listening to the final pregame show of 2022, as well as the final commentary of 2022. I wish you all a happy new year. Thank you all for listening this year. It has been an amazing year and a successful year, and I look to continue this success in 2023. I am your host, Trevor McNeil, signing off. We will be back for a 2 o'clock tip-off.